Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
And welcome to today's version of the Legacy and Faith Show. I'm so glad that you've taken the time to join me today. We are in a little bit of a different mode as we are planning for an upcoming one-day full session called Kingdom Builders. Kingdom Builders is a one-day event that I put on annually that is directed towards business owners or individuals who desire to be business owners or want to learn more about business. So it's a session about utilizing our faith as we build a vision towards our businesses, utilizing our faith in having a business vision and also how that parlays into a kingdom vision. And so this year's session of Kingdom Builders is coming up on Friday, March 8th. So head over to our website. It's legacyandfaith.com, and you can get more information about what we're going to be doing this year. We have a lineup of different speakers. We have an entire agenda laid out. As a matter of fact, even in the evening at 7 o'clock, we're going to be having a special guest. His name is Clark Beckham, and he's going to be giving a free concert to anyone who wants to come. So it's open to the public. It's not just for the attendees. So you can register or get more information at legacyandfaith.com. And again, you can register either for the full day session or for the evening concert. We do want you to register because we believe that there's going to be a pretty good attendance for both of these events. So head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. Learn more about what we're doing for Kingdom Builders on Friday, March 8th. But with me on the line today, I do have a special guest, and it is Clark Beckham. It's Clark Beckham, and he is going to be doing both speaking during the all-day session, and again, as I just mentioned, he's going to be having a free concert open to the public for anyone who wants to come on Friday, March 8th, over at Mill Creek Foursquare Church. Head over to legacyandfaith.com, get that more information. So with me today, I have a special guest. His name is Clark Beckham, and you may recognize his name from his ascent in the 2015 show American Idol as he worked his way into the finals that year. As a matter of fact, my family was highly engaged in that show because of our personal interest and our desire to watch Clark. And so based upon that, we actually went to a concert recently when he was in Seattle, met Clark, and over the past many months, we've been in communication. And I'm thrilled to introduce Clark as coming out to our soon Kingdom Builders, which is going to be on Friday, March 8th, over at Mill Creek Foursquare Church. And so without further ado, Clark Beckham, welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show.
Thank you very much, Paul. I'm honored to be talking with you.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm so glad that we've been able to make this connection because as we were watching you on the show, you know, there's just a certain quality of person that as being a Christian for a long time, you just begin to recognize who's who at the zoo. And so it was very obvious and evident by your time in American Idol that that I knew who you were from a distance. And so first of all, I want to say thank you for just being who you are and demonstrating that at a platform that I think you would probably recognize that God gave you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that journey, since maybe some listeners recognize you from that part of your life.
Sure. Well, first of all, I really appreciate you saying that. It's very kind of you, and that's always the goal. You know, in Matthew, you know, Jesus talks about, you know, the light and shining the light in such a way that others will see that light, see your good deeds, and then in turn want to glorify the Father. So that's definitely the goal. So that's very encouraging to me that, you know, you said that. But anyway, so my story is I started out singing in a gospel trio with my parents when I was 7, and picked up guitar when I was about 12 because I wanted to be like my dad. My dad was a professional musician for a long time, a guitar player, great singer. So then I picked up piano when I was about 15 or 16 and was a street performer. And then I went to Lee University, was part of a gospel choir that really shaped me a lot musically and spiritually, called Campus Choir at Lee University. And after that, I was going to be a history teacher. That's my degree, is history. And I wanted to coach football. Football was kind of my first love, sports in general, is. And then my mom convinced me basically to audition for American Idol. I didn't want to. She said, son, just do it. Send in a video, because they're doing video submissions now. And I said, you know what, fine, I'll do it. And I did. And they asked me to come back and audition for the producers and eventually the judges. And you know, went through that on American Idol. After that, after American Idol, I was an independent artist. So I got second place.
Right.
I was first runner-up, and then was an independent artist for a couple years, and then signed with Quincy Jones for management, and I'm working on my debut album right now. So that's kind of the quick version of my life, I guess.
Very nice. And so you really grew up and have been highly influenced. It started at home for you. It started with your parents guiding you, and obviously raising you in a gospel environment, in a singing environment. So how have your parents shaped your background, both as an individual and as a musician?
Well, very, very fortunate to have had a very good upbringing, a great childhood with great, great parents. They influenced me in a lot of ways, but as far as musically and spiritually, they're always a fantastic example. My dad was a Sunday school teacher and guitar player in the church band, and my mom was a choir member and a featured soloist, and very faithful people in the church. And you know, so I grew up with the Word of God, you know, all around me and in me. And so so that was, you know, how they influenced me that way and brought me up that way. And musically, they're just really, 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 really good. My mom's a wonderful singer. My dad's a wonderful singer. And my mom plays piano. My dad plays guitar. So I think I've picked up those things from them. And also just naturally, the environment I was in with them, there was just a high standard of musicality. You know, never any pressure, ever. They never pushed me to do music. They never pushed me away from music. They absolutely were open to whatever I wanted to do. But, you know, if I was going to sing, my examples were two rock stars. So that definitely influenced me as far as that goes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So coming out of a musical family, you said that your mom was really influential in getting you to at least consider putting in a audition for American Idol. So tell us a little bit about some of the American Idol journey, and how has God used that, or how did God use that time in your life to really shape you as a musician? And also, Clark, how did he use that just in your own personal life as a Christian? And what are some of the things that happened during that journey of your life?
Well, you know, when I first actually wanted to audition for American Idol when I was 18. But, you know, I really prayed about it and felt that God was basically telling me no at that time, not to do that. And my people around me were thinking, you know, what are you doing? This is your opportunity. This is your chance. You need to do this. But I knew that God spoke very clearly to me that it wasn't the right time, even though I wanted to do it. I knew that he was speaking. I didn't quite know why he didn't want me to do it, but
yep.
I just knew that the answer was no. And he used the scripture at the time in my heart. I heard him say, you know, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And I felt like he was saying that my heart won't be or isn't in the right place. So I didn't do it. And then when I came around again and my mom said, you should do it, I had gone through a lot of things and gone through that choir from Lee University Campus Choir that really shaped me a lot spiritually. And I was a completely different person as far as my faith and how strong my walk was and my foundation. So then I started American Idol, and I had a little bit of pushback from certain church members, and unfortunately, even some church leaders that I greatly respected were giving me a little pushback and saying that, you know, I'm running from my calling and I need to be a worship leader, and I need to be leading people into the presence of God, which I totally agree. And I would say I do that. I do lead people in the presence of God. It just doesn't look like Sunday morning church service
right.
every time. So when I was on American Idol, it was one of the times that I felt closest to God in my whole life.
Interesting.
And it wasn't because I was, you know, fasting and praying and reading a book a day of the Bible. It was because I was doing the will of God to
yes.
the fullest and very specifically and focused. So being on that show obviously puts you in contact with a lot of people, and a lot of people that aren't necessarily believers and have misconceptions about believers, about Christians, that I've been in and continue to be in an excellent position to kind of show people, do my best to show people what the love of God looks like, and how a lot of people's stereotypes and a lot of people's what they perceive of Christians aren't actually what God intended, perhaps. And, you know, to try to witness to people that way has been very, very, very promising and very effective and very exciting for me. I really think God's called me to do music, but I think that's actually, that's just my cover. You know, I think he's called me ultimately to witness to specific people in the industry and people that I meet, and music is just my way in.
Well, and I can imagine, and I think if you've walked with Christ for any amount of time, we've probably all experienced that time that you were explaining, which is that, okay, I have a clear direction, which I believe I'm supposed to be going, but yet there's people that I highly respect that are bringing some words that they believe are wisdom into my life. And there's a real conflict there, isn't there? There's a real human struggle inside of us to stay on target and really work out, okay, Holy Spirit, what exactly are you telling me versus the voices that I'm hearing? And specifically when they come from, like you said, really respected people and people that we have looked to for spiritual guidance.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things that you did? Or if someone out in the radio show community who's listening to us right now, maybe they're in a position, it could be dealing with whether it's ministry or whether it's job related, whether it's family related. There's so many areas that we hear God's voice and hear his leaning, but yet have that internal struggle. So what are some of the things, or what are some encouragement that you can give somebody who may be walking that journey right now?
Yeah, I'm very glad you brought that up, because it's hard, because we have to be careful, because if I go too far into the, you know, I believe God spoke and it didn't matter what anyone else said, we run the risk of, you know, people starting to think that God is speaking to them, and then it was actually, you know, just something they ate earlier, and then they do something drastic.
Right, you know? It's the pepperoni pizza problem, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's always, and the Bible speaks about seeking counsel.
Absolutely.
So I absolutely sought counsel. And this specific time, it was so clear. I think God, in these moments, I think when he knows that he needs to speak a little extra clear, that we might have some rub or dissonance, you know, with people, that it might not make sense to the average mind. That he speaks a little louder and a little clearer. I knew, I'm telling you, I would have bet everything I owned on this word. I just knew that I knew that I knew,
yes.
That this was God speaking to me. Also, I also knew that it did not go against the Bible. There was it absolutely checked in with the Bible, and there was nothing that was going against his word. So when I would tell people that, I mean, everyone thought I was making a mistake. Mm. Everyone thought I was making a mistake.
Except for your mom, obviously, since she's the one who told you to go do it.
Well, no, yeah, of course. So not even that. Actually, when I was 18 and going to do American Idol, and then God told me no, is actually what I'm referring to.
Oh, gotcha.
Everyone, my mom, my dad, my grandparents, my whole family, everyone in my school, my pastors, everyone thought I was making a mistake.
I hear you. Okay.
And I knew that I heard God speak. And when you hear that, when you really feel that, you really don't have a choice anymore. There is no like, whatever, I'm just going to do it anyway. I mean, it's so clear when you realize it's the creator of the universe talking.
Absolutely.
Your natural response is to submit and say yes. So the people that are listening, you know, if you heard God and you know that you heard God and it lines up with the Bible, oftentimes when God has spoken to people throughout the Bible and today still, and when he's been very specific, everyone around them thought that they were losing their mind and thought that they were making a wrong decision. If you go with Noah or Abraham, you know, you're going to have, your offspring will outnumber the stars and the sands and the earth. It's like, yeah, bro, but you're like 80 now, so that's not going to work, right? Like, hello, you know? So
exactly.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, excellent word and excellent word of encouragement. Well, we're here with Clark Beckham today on the Legacy and Faith Show. And if you want more information about our upcoming Kingdom Builders time, that is going to be happening on March 8th, Friday, March 8th. It's going to be happening at Mill Creek Four Square Church. Clark Beckham is going to be out. He's going to be spending the day with us. And then in the evening, he's going to be giving a free concert. Yes, you heard me correct. It's called a free concert. You can get more information. You can register by heading over to legacyandfaith.com. So that's legacyandfaith.com. We need you to register. Clark's going to be out with us all day. And we're going to come right back and spend some more time after this break with Clark Beckham on the Legacy and Faith Show. Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show on KCIS. The Legacy and Faith Show is again hosting its annual Kingdom Builders Conference on Friday, March 8th, with special guest from American Idol, Clark Beckham.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Clark will be speaking throughout the conference and will also host an evening of worship and music. Kingdom Builders is a time to encourage business owners with biblical truths to make a lasting impact in their business. So join us on Friday, March 8th with Clark Beckham at Mill Creek Four Square Church. To register or for more information about this free seminar or the free evening concert with Clark Beckham, go to legacyandfaith.com. That's legacyandfaith.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
That's one of Clark Beckham's latest songs called I Need. So we're back with Clark Beckham here on the Legacy and Faith Show. We have Kingdom Builders coming up. Kingdom Builders is a one-day conference that is specifically designed for business owners or individuals who want to be business owners. So come on out to Kingdom Builders on Friday, March 8th. We're going to be starting from 9 a.m. We're going to be going until 4, and then we're going to be having a concert with Clark Beckham starting at 7 o'clock. So Clark, you've been talking a lot about your testimony, about some of the things that God has done. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about where God is leading you now. So what are the next steps for Clark Beckham?
Yeah, my next steps are continuing my career in music. So I'm shooting to have an album released at the end of the year, or at least have one finished by the end of the year. I'm going on tour in February and March, and then, of course, I'll be with you guys not too long, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most important dates of your calendar this year. It's so exciting. Okay.
You're absolutely right. So, you know, that's in the works. I really also love that a model that I'm starting to put in place that I think God gave me kind of the vision for is when I do tours, when I do concerts, when it's a Saturday night, I'll do a concert in, say, Dallas. And then Sunday morning, I will speak at a church in Dallas.
Excellent.
Share my testimony and maybe sing a song or two. And so it's Saturday night. When I'm at that concert, I'll say, also, if you want to hear more of me and hang out, actually get to talk to me a little bit, I'll be at such and such church in the morning and would love to see you guys there. And so then I would invite those people to there. Bring people into church that might never have been to church before, never would go. And then
yes.
I would be able to very clearly, you know, testify of what God's done in my life and be very clear in ways that I would not feel as comfortable to in a concert setting. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to implementing.
Yeah, that's an exciting vision right there. What a beautiful thing that God is going to be putting together with you. It's amazing that of the mercy of God. He gives us giftings in so many different areas. Yours happens to be in music. Mine are in other places. But yet he gives us individual platforms to be able to use for the opportunity to leverage and bring in people from the world to give an open door so that we can have the opportunity to speak of mercy and love, and it's his loving kindness that draws us to repentance. And so,
absolutely.
Boy, I just think that's a beautiful vision to be able to open up an invitation to say, come, this is where I'm going to be, and then it just gives them a clear expectation of what they're going to be hearing in a church setting. And I can tell the listeners that you're not bashful about really making yourself known even in your concerts. As a matter of fact, I know that when you were in the Seattle area, you talked about what it was like to be a worship pastor. You talked what the culture was like in church. And so you're using, even in your standard, let's call it standard, or, I don't even know what to call it, but just in your concerts on a daily basis, you're clearly expressing, hey, this is who I am, this is my background. So you're really not ashamed at any point in your life of what God has done and what he's doing for you. What are some of the things that you've tried to work into your concerts to kind of give yourself those inroads?
A lot of people, when they tell someone they're a Christian or they kind of give that information, you know, it can come across kind of high horse-esque. Mm. And kind of maybe like they're looking down their nose at someone, or they can have all these preconceived notions about followers and Christians and stuff, and that they can't have fun, and that they're very tight-laced and just straight-laced, I think is actually the term, but tight-laced kind of makes sense.
Yeah, sure it does. We'll just make up our own phraseology.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and that they're very just straightforward, and when I can talk to them, I can relate to everyone through the whole concert, and then I start to talk about, you know, church and church culture in a funny way, you know,
yes.
Gospel.
And it was a funny way.
Yeah, thank you. And it is funny, and it's fun, and it's enjoyable, and it when you can kind of open them up to that culture and that way of living. And music, all of the greatest singers came from church.
Yeah,
all
it's
of
quite
the
amazing.
Singers came from church. Whether they stayed in it or not, there's still that connection. Even if there's someone who is not living a life for the Lord and is an atheist, it doesn't, you know, totally not in that world, but they're a fantastic R&B and soul singer, you can play a praise break and they will act accordingly, and they will sing, and they, like, there's that connection with music that brings people in through gospel music and through those kinds of things that is just connects everyone, but also just to bring that kind of that fun into the concert and talk about it can make people much lighter and much more comfortable when they also learn that you're not this, straightforward, judgmental, person, but that you're very loving and kind and open for everyone and wanting to talk and hang out with people. It's just a way of bringing people, I guess, more in and more comfortable with what church is and Christianity is as a whole.
Well, we get the opportunity to hang out with you and get to know you. And in our upcoming Kingdom Builder session on Friday, March 8th, it's going to be out at Mill Creek Foursquare Church. And I'm just excited to have you out. I think this is going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time for Kingdom Builders. I hope that you're going to have a wonderful time coming out and hanging out with us. You're going to get the opportunity to speak a little bit to business owners. And so I'm excited to have you do that, lay down, because you are a business owner. So you have principles, just like what we've talked about, that you're working into your business model. And so we're excited to have you out, and just an opportunity to get to hang out with Clark Beckham at Kingdom Builders this coming March 8th on Friday. To sign up, to get more information, you can head over to our website. It's legacyandfaith.com. There you can find out more about the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find out more about what we're doing at Kingdom Builders. And there's links to Clark Beckham's website, so you can follow him in his tour. You can sign up for other things that he's going to be doing. And come on out. Meet Clark Beckham. He's actually going to be able to shake your hand and say hi to you. He's going to be in a relaxed environment. It's going to be a wonderful time to come and just learn about the things of God. Learn about how do we take the concept that we are walking in business, utilize our faith to build our businesses for kingdom purposes. So, Clark, thank you so much for joining us today on the Legacy and Faith Show. I'm excited to have you out. I'm excited to learn from you, to see what God is going to be doing, and then just the opportunity to have a concert for the people of the Pacific Northwest where we can just let our hair down and show exactly who we are. It's going to be a heck of a time. So thanks for coming out and committing to this. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for taking a chance on me and letting me come in and speak. I can't wait.
Great. This is Paul Grant, the host of the Legacy and Faith Show with Clark Beckham. Head over to legacyandfaith.com for more information about the upcoming Kingdom Builder session.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.